This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yes, you got to heal with steel. I'm a star. Ms. I'm a star. Put that one together. Yes, drag queens do put their own music together. And that was a fabulous one that Polly Filler introduced to us when we first started Drag Time. Now, I'm what you would class as an older drag queen. A little older, a little aged. And when I dressed up last night to go out to the premiere of Drama Queens, I went and donned on the frock. It's been over 2 years since I've actually frocked up. So, loves, I'm putting it out there for all the drag queens and all the fashionistas. This drag queen needs an overhaul.
Now, how is everyone out there going to know what you look like? Have you got some photos?
I'm going to put some photos on Drag Time.
Okay.
And they'll be able to see the look at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few. So, I'll put some of the other looks I have had.
Uh-huh.
But we need to update this lady
refresh.
Of the refresh, yes.
Refresh,
she needs an overhaul. Yeah, she's not a young thing. She's not a twing. She's not a clothes horse.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a model. She's a very mature, portly. I wouldn't say cuddly. I'd say cuddly, portly. I wouldn't say chubby at all.
Mm-mm.
I was referred to that by a 19-year-old who was chasing me. He loves cuddly. He loves chunkies. It's like, I am not now, nor will I ever consider myself to be a chubby.
Mm-mm.
That's my vocabulary.
No.
Mind you, the 19-year-old was very nice. And it was a lovely honour to be chased by it. But, you know, when
19.
I know. But, you know, what can you do when you're being chased? You know, slow down a bit.
I have to keep you in order sometimes. You do get a little carried away.
Well, I know who my next guests are. And they made me hot last time they were in the studio.
Oh, yes. Now, here we go.
AJ, William and Wilma from the Horizon.tv, which is an internet show and a YouTube show.
Welcome back. You're on Drag Time. It's Dame Maxine, or Max to those who know me. And yes, my guests in tonight are AJ and Wilma from the Horizon.tv, the drag TV show based in Sydney, correct, AJ?
Ta-da! Yes. Well, it's a gay lifestyle program in Sydney that does include one very, very predominant drag queen by the name of Wilma Bumhurt.
Wilma Bumhurt. Well, the only one who could tell me that would be AJ, but we won't say any more about that for now.
For now, let's keep it to ourselves and all of our listeners.
We had enough
there
of a lovely story last time about that.
True story.
It was. Wilma, welcome to Joy 94.9 on Drag Time.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great being here.
Welcome to Melbourne too.
I know. It's a great, great city.
You're based in Melbourne?
No, Sydney.
Ah, Sydney.
I arrived on Sunday, so just doing the touristy things and checking around the Melbourne boys.
On radio, we need to keep these microphones close to us, so
right. Lean
in as if you're going to give someone a good old kiss.
Oh, okay. That won't be hard.
Because that's going to be a question I've got for AJ next, later on.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, did he get to kiss anyone?
Have you not watched it, Max?
Well, I was watching the other parts of it, but I didn't get to watch how many kisses you
had. You have to do your homework, young man, or young lady, I should say.
Thank you. Yes. So I get to sit there and just watch from scene one right through to scene.
You will witness a lot of fornication and a lot of kissing.
As one of the emails we had last time, mop and bucket to aisle one. friends in Brisbane were listening.
Oh, thank you, our Bris Vegas listeners.
They are. And now that we've got podcasts, they can listen to last week's show.
Yay.
The first one we ever did. And we're going to have podcasts on a regular basis now.
Hooray for podcasts.
I did the training, so it's amazing. And it's a miracle. And I thank my trainer. He was so patient. 3 hours of teaching me how to do a podcast. When you try to tell someone how to work a computer keyboard that uses a fountain pen. You know, I use a fountain pen and paper.
Not just a normal biro, but a fountain pen.
I use a fountain pen, yes. I'm not old, I'm just antique.
Yeah, well, vintage, if you will.
Vintage, that's a better one.
Retro.
Well, anyway, my guests tonight, AJ and Wilma from thehorizon.tv.
That's us.
That's you. Okay, we're going to be having a look at some different aspects, but if you've got questions for us, you can contact us on joy.com.au or give us a call on air at joy.org.au or 0427 JOY 949. See you soon.
This is Polly Filler, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Right, you're back on Drag Time, and it's Dame Maxine. And in the studio, I have AJ and Wilma. Welcome to Drag Time.
Thank you.
Right, Wilma, I need to ask you a question because we're doing Drag Time, and I want to pull back all the layers. Wilma Bumhurt is your TV drag name.
Yes.
Is that your real drag name? Or do you use that out in public?
It's just a character name from the show, yeah.
And where did that come from?
Actually, Boaz, who is the scriptwriter of The Horizon, has actually created a book of drag baby names. And that from originally, I think, I was named Wilma Fingerdoo, but I believe there's somebody already.
There is a Melbourne drag queen.
Yeah. So he changed it to Wilma Bumhurt, and it fits nicely.
It does.
It does.
Now, where did he get that from?
I have absolutely no idea.
The depths of his imagination, yeah. I believe.
Okay.
Experience, man.
Because I saw you were reading a baby name book, a drag baby names book.
Yes, and Boaz.
Okay, because I've got that book at home.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it at Hares and Hyenas, which is our local gay bookstore down here in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think what one you have up in Sydney.
There's one on Oxford Street, isn't there?
Oh, there'd have to be one on Oxford Street.
Just around the corner on Oxford Street.
From Arc, you know, there's that. No.
Well, anyway, no, anyone on Oxford Sydney. Street will find a book.
They'll find a book on Oxford Street.
So, okay, we're talking about Sydney. The Horizon is based in Sydney.
Of course.
Mm.
You're the drag queen in the show.
Yes.
You get to frock up all the time.
I do.
So where did your frocks come from?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have Tim Chappell on board, who is the Oscar-winning costume designer of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, to do
most
of the... Yes. Ah. I know. It was very good. It was very fortunate that he donated most of the outfits, and I believe he's on board to do season 3 and 4 as well. So
lovely, fabulous. I'll be looking forward to seeing those.
I know. Yes. It was more of a surprise as well. Every day I'm like, oh, what do I get to wear? It was a lot of costume changes. It was ridiculous, but it was fun.
So okay, you get lots and lots of frocks and pearls. I saw the pearls. Yes, you look well in those.
Everyone loves a pearl necklace.
So AJ,
yes,
do you get to wear pearls, or are they from someone else?
I get to wear someone else's pearls. That's not on screen, but we'll just
a lot of different
pearls, shall we?
Yes.
A lot of different girls, apparently. Yes.
The shows, the series that I was watching, I didn't get to see many clothes on you. You know, I think if I had a ribbon about 2 inches thick and about 12 inches long, that would be about all I ever saw you wearing, something like that.
It was fairly scantily clad.
Yeah. So do you get to wear costume at all?
I do. Yeah, I was very fortunate. We were, our costumes, those who were clothed by General Pants, which was a lot of fun. Going in there and being styled. And so I did find that most of my costumes were required that I took my shirt off, and we were to roll around in a bed, and we had underwear provided by Team 8, actually. And so
yeah,
you didn't actually
lovely.
See that on screen, but underneath the sheets, us boys are, I was about to say us boys and girls, but it's just us boys, were in our underwear frolicking as
of
you do.
Of course. You know, was it beige or white?
Actually, funnily enough, none of them were. They were all like bright colours.
Whoa.
I mean, because it's, you know, we kind of have to keep it almost PG rated.
Yes, yeah. Well, of course,
it's everything
you would,
above,
you know,
the waist. Above the waist, yes. And the
we
rest
just
is
use our
imagination.
My imagination doesn't run wild.
Not at all, Max. I see you as quite Amish, in fact.
Me, I'm just saintly.
Just a girl that can't say no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could run for the Pope. Well,
well, you just missed out there.
I know. He gets to wear the red slippers. I want.
Prada.
Yes. I saw those ones come through on that website, too.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we found out your costuming comes from those areas. Mm-hmm. So you have a full cast then, you know, costume, wardrobe person.
Mm. I had my own makeup.
Makeup artist.
Alan Harvey, who goes by the name of Vendor Machina back in Sydney as well. So drag makeup, who was originally on the first series as well. And I was like, I need him back for the second series.
Okay, so did you ever do your own makeup?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Ah, the luxury of having someone do your makeup for you.
Yeah. It's when I first 6:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Well, when I first started, I had someone who was trying to teach me the ropes of doing it. Right. Yeah, first off, they wanted to see what I could do. And then they knew full well they need to train me.
Mm.
So then I learnt from a beautiful drag queen, Elizabeth Taylor, Dame Elizabeth Taylor from Brisbane. And she's a professional artist, makeup artist in her own right. And she invented the art of being able to get the look that you need.
Mm.
And then she found a look I could use. It's so hard to get an aged look.
Right.
I've given up being a twink a long time ago. So Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, is a throw-off of that other famous Melbourneite from Moonee Ponds. You know, she has lilac hair. I have green hair. She's from Dame Edna, and I'm Dame Maxine. But we have similarities in that aged look, of course. So we used to do our own makeup and learn how to do that. So the glasses, which are my trademark, I don't have to do makeup on the eyes. I put it in the painted eyelashes because it's very hard to have fake eyelashes and glasses. They keep getting caught.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, AJ, what makeup do you get to use?
Oh, we just use
a tanning lotion.
We use a tanning lotion. A bit of a spray gun, actually. We use a lot of lip gloss. If you check out episode 15?
I think so.
15, we all nearly died when we saw how much lip gloss I had on. And we think it's because of the reflector, because on the day of shooting, I was like, I don't remember wearing that much. But in the episode, even someone has commented on YouTube and said there's a bit too much lip gloss on this actor's face. However, our director justified it as it was just after sex lips. I'll leave that to your imagination, Max.
Oh, lovely. Well, I was going down the what do you call that stuff? Lube? No, it's the other stuff they use and you put it on your lips.
Lip Vaseline?
Vaseline. That's the one. It has that shiny look about. Oh, a lip balm. Yes, well, that's the nicer way
It was almost Vaseline. It was pawpaw ointment and it was a lot of it.
Oh, that's a new use for it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I've experimented with a few things.
Are we still on the topic of makeup now, or are we just talking life in general?
Life in general. On this show, anything's possible.
Anything goes.
Yes. So, okay, we've done the costuming, we've done the makeup, hair. Now, love, you've got a fabulous hairdo. So,
no. Well, apparently, I won't even comment what someone said on YouTube, but So,
have you got a number of wigs that you get to wear?
We did one major one. There was the glamour shot, the glamour episode where in the nightclub where that was that took a good couple of hours to design and all that kind of stuff. So I think I just threw around about three, four wigs in the whole shoot.
Who was looking after those? Was that
Vendor? Vendor had the amazing one, the glamour one, and then the rest were just coming from Tim and all that kind of stuff. So
right,
it's crazy.
You don't get to wear any wigs.
No wigs that season. But who knows? Stay tuned.
We might have a big of a kiki party and
get all the actors in the festivity of
have a dress up party.
Yeah,
because everyone loves a good frock up.
It's true. Right.
Yeah, or a toga party.
Maybe I dare
toga
AJ
party. Toga party. That
dare
fabulous.
You in the next series.
SMS 0427 Joy 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.